Rachel, the last time I spoke to you, you just qualified for the Olympics and you were telling me that it was a childhood dream to qualify for the Olympics. How does it feel standing here now in the aftermath, being able to say that you're an Olympian?
Completely surreal. To have the homecoming tonight, I mean, I did not know what to expect. I was actually a bit nervous nobody would turn up, but it's actually amazing to see the amount of people that have came here and shown me support over the last two weeks and even the last year. So many people have shown me so much support, but it's really clear to see now here in person tonight at my homecoming. Like, it's amazing, and I'm so grateful for every single person that sent me messages, every single person that's turned up here tonight and said well done.
So did the Olympic experience live up to the expectations?
It's a hard one because I don't think you really know what to expect. I definitely didn't know what to expect. I'm kind of going off, you know, stories I've heard from other people, but I think it's everything and more. It's your dream, and it's a dream, but it's something you actually don't really know what to expect, which is really weird. But it was definitely something I'll never forget. And to get to play that first match in an arena, I was only court playing, is also like your center court, you're playing in front of everyone on your own, was also something I don't know if I would have got to experience if it was just a chance that happened. So that was also really special and really nice.
So now that you've done it, nobody will ever be able to take that away from you. I noticed a trend with some athletes at the Olympics that they get these tattoos with the Olympic rings. Is there going to be a bit of fresh ink coming?
I don't know. I've actually never had a tattoo before, and I've been thinking about it. You know, I've been looking up where other people have got them to see what they look like, but I don't know. That one I'll need to think about a bit longer in case I do it and I don't like it. But yeah, having the ink on you, you know, it is something that is going to be part of you for the rest of your life. So maybe that day will come.
Maybe, yeah.
Don't tell my mum.
Well, it must be a surreal feeling to come home to this in Rafaux. Did you feel the support over there in Paris?
Absolutely. Like, you see all the messages on your phone, you're kind of in this bubble where you're trying to almost switch that out, and in a way you kind of have to because you kind of get caught up in the moment. But I was playing that first day and I actually heard someone shout, "Come on, Rachel," in the most Donegal accent I've ever heard, and that was so refreshing and so nice to know that there was people that have traveled from Rafaux to support me in the Olympic Games in Paris. And again, I'm just so grateful for that.
Yeah. The occasion itself, did it feel any different when you were stepping out, or did it feel just like any other game? Like, did you actually feel the magnitude of the occasion? When did that hit you?
I think when I walked out for my first game and I opened they opened the curtain for me to walk in, and I looked up and I saw all the people. I was going to be the only person playing. It really hit me then. I almost got a little bit emotional, but I had to remember that's absolutely everywhere where I want to be and more. So yeah, it definitely hit me that first day. The 2 weeks I was there prior to that, I kind of was really focusing on giving a good performance, so I hadn't really let it fully sink in. So yeah, it was that first day when I walked on court.
Yeah. And as for the matches themselves, the first game, very close game, you didn't come out on the right side of it. The second game, you were playing a very experienced Spaniard. How do you reflect on those two games?
I think, you know, I kind of knew when I was going that a European bronze medalist and an Olympic champion was going to be a tough task, but everything I wanted to do was just go at it, try my best, give a really good account of myself and show that I deserve to be there. And I think I did that. You know, I was 1 point away from beating the European bronze medalist, so even just that alone, to show myself and show everyone like I'm there, it was really nice, and I'm quite proud of that.
Yeah, and as you say, even though they didn't go your way, surely you'll be able to take those experiences and really build from them for the future.
Absolutely. Like, it's the biggest stage I've ever played on. It's the qualification year on its own is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my entire life, and I don't know what could come close to that. It's just a very hard thing to explain, but to have gone through that and got through it to the other side and have qualified for an Olympic Games and have to have played on that stage and at that level is definitely something I can take forward for the future and use again.
Right, so talk to me about this Olympic Village. How does it work? Are you in a badminton section? Are you in a Team Ireland section? What is the crack with the Olympic Village? It's this big secretive thing, so fill us in.
The Olympic Village is a strange place. Yeah, we're in a Team Ireland house, so all the Irish athletes are in a building. We actually shared the building with Kenya. They were on the bottom two floors. So you kind of have your common space, and then we all had our own room, which was really nice. There's cardboard beds. That is a true, that's very true, and they are absolutely terrible. I do not miss them one bit. But yeah, no, the Olympic Village is it's like you're not even in reality. You know, you're having coffee beside Simone Biles, you're having dinner, and you can see Andy Murray sitting at the table beside you. Like, these superstars are there, and that is just so surreal in its own. And it's also an experience that you will never forget.
Yeah, my next question was going to be, did you rub shoulders with any superstars? But Andy Murray and Simone Biles, they're two of the biggest superstars you can get.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole time I was there, I was kind of looking for Simone Biles, and then I was actually with my physio, and she's also physio for gymnastics, and she's like, tapped me on the shoulder. I was like, what's wrong? And I didn't even realize I walked past Simone Biles because she's so tiny in real life. So even just to see them in real life is a real pinch me moment.
Yeah, well, Simone was actually given out about reporters asking Olympians, right, what's next, what's next, what's next? And she was like, chill out, we've just achieved our lifelong dream. Like, but I'm still going to ask you the question, what is next for Rachel Dara?
It's hard. The last couple of weeks I've been off now, and I'm trying to relax and kind of switch that side of my brain off. It's something I'll definitely have to sit down and map out on paper, because your goal for the last 4+ years is qualify for the Olympic Games, play at the Olympic Games. And now that you've actually done that, you kind of need to sit and appreciate what you've done and really, like, look back at that memory and appreciate it. Which the next goal for me, I do not know yet. I think obviously the Commonwealth in 2026 will be one that I'll definitely look towards. That's more of a shorter goal for me, because looking at LA in 4 years is a very long way away.
Yeah. And just finally for me, Rachel, it must be such a privilege to know that you're inspiring the younger generation here in Raphoe. There was 30, 40, 50 kids sitting in there, taking in every word you were saying. It must be a real privilege for you.
Absolutely. I actually came home last week and I went to a camp, and a lot of those kids were at the camp, and even just to see their little eyes light up just that someone from the club had been to the Olympics is crazy. And that's everything I want, like, just to inspire the younger generation, not just in Raphoe Badminton Club, but the boxing club, the hockey club, to show them that it's possible. And just because you come from a tiny little one court hall in Raphoe doesn't mean that you can't achieve your dreams.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure covering your Olympic journey, and we look forward to hearing from you more again soon. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.